Yeah, thank you. Any time.
Actually, it's like 9 to 9.
Okay. Jaya Radha Madhava Priya Vihari Radha Madhava Priya Vihari Yeah. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్ ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర్ శ్రీవాషాది గౌర భక్త వృందకి శ్రీ రాధా కృష్ణ గోప గోపీనాథ్ శ్యామకుండ రాధకుండ గిరిగోవర్ధన్ కి బ్రజ్ భూమి వృందావన్ ధామ్ కి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ ది బుడ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ ది బుడ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ ది బుడ్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ
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 నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ
నరోత్తమం
దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో
జయముదిరయే
నష్టప్రాయేషు అభద్రేషు నిత్యం భాగవత సేవయా భగవతి ఉత్తమ
శ్లోకే
భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ
భక్తిర్భవతి నైష్టికీ
రీడింగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो नंबर 1 चैप्टर नंबर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 32 सो प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी देवा
देवा
द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्ण
द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड श्री कृष्ण
दत्ताम
दत्ताम
गिफ्टेड बाय इमाम
इमाम
दिस
वीणाम
ए म्यूजिकल स्ट्रिंग्ड इंस्ट्रूमेंट
द म्यूजिकल स्ट्रिंग्ड इंस्ट्रूमेंट
स्वरा
सिंगिंग मीटर
ब्रह्मा
ट्रांसेंडेंटल
विभूषिताम
डेकोरेटेड विथ
मूर्छायित्वा
वाइब्रेटिंग
हरिकथाम
ट्रांसेंडेंटल मैसेज
गायमाना
सिंगिंग कॉन्स्टेंटली
चरामी
डू मूव
अहम आई
देवदत्तामिमां वीणाम
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषिताम मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथाम गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
देवदत्ताम् इमां वीणाम
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषिताम मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथाम
गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
देवदत्ताम् इमां वीणाम स्वरब्रह्म विभूषिताम मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथाम
गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
देवदत्तामिमां वीणाम
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषिताम
मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथाम
गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
देवदत्तामिमां वीणाम
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषिताम
मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथाम
गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
Ladies.
देवदत्तामिमां वीणाम
स्वरब्रह्म विभूषिताम
मूर्छयित्वा हरिकथाम
गायमानश्चराम्यहम्
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. And thus I travel constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called a veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Sri Krishna. Responsibly, please. And thus I travel, constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord. Vibrating this instrument, called a veena,
which is charged with transcendental sound,
and which was given to me by Lord Krishna. Purport. The musical stringed instrument called veena, which was handed to Narad by Lord Sri Krishna, is described in the Linga Purana, and this is confirmed by Srila Jiva Goswami. This transcendental instrument is identical with Lord Sri Krishna and Narad, because all of them are of the same transcendental category. Sound vibrated by the instrument cannot be material, and therefore the glories and pastimes which are broadcasted by the instrument of Narada are also transcendental without a tinge of material inebriety. The seventh singing meter, namely Sa, Sadja, Sadaja, Sadaja, Re, Rushabha, Ga, Gandha, Gandhara, Ma, Madhyama, Pa, Pancham, Da, Daivata, and Ni, Nisad, are also transcendental and specifically meant for transcendental songs. As a pure devotee of the Lord, Sri Narada Dev is always fulfilling his obligation to the Lord for his gift of the instrument, and thus he is always engaged in singing his transcendental glories and is therefore infallible in his exalted position. Following in the footsteps of Narada Muni, a self-realized soul in the material world sound should also properly use the sound meter, namely Sare, Gama, etc., in the service of the Lord by constantly singing the glories of the Lord, as confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnanandana Salakaya Chakshurumilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rup Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesh Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchan Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Sivashadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Devadattam Imam Veenam Swara Brahma Vibhusitam Murchaitva Harikatham Gayamanas Charamyaham. And thus I travel constantly singing the transcendental message of the glories of the Lord, vibrating this instrument called veena, which is charged with transcendental sound and which was given to me by Lord Sri Krishna. So this chapter is entitled Conversation Between Narada and Vyasadeva. So in this particular sloka, Narada Muni is saying to Srila Vyasadeva, his disciple, that Devadattam Imam Veenam, that this transcendental instrument Veena was gifted or given to me by Lord Sri Krishna, and it is stated in Ling Purana. Srila Jiva Goswami, he is confirming this. So, given by Krishna, whatever given by Krishna, has to be and is totally transcendental. So, this Veena is transcendental. And this swar coming out of Veena are also transcendental. Sare gama pada nisha. So those are the basic meter of any instrument. So originally these meters were produced to glorify Lord Sri Krishna. Nowadays it is used for mundane music. That is different story. But actually these meters are meant to glorify Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is very important to understand that Swara Brahma Vibhusitam. Swara Brahma. Swara and Brahma. Brahma means totally transcendental. Swar, the tune coming out from this Veena, Sare Gama Pada Nisa, is totally transcendental. Brahma, Swara Brahma Vibhusitam. It is ornamented, Vibhusit, Vibhusitam. And he says, Murchayitva Harikatham, that this transcendental Veena and transcendental sound vibration coming out of Veena, they meant for Murchayitam, Murchayitam Harikatham. Murchayitam means playing, vibrating. Murchayitam Harikatham. It is meant for singing the glories of transcendental personality, Lord Sri Krishna. Murchayitam Harikatham. Gayamanam charamiham. Charamiham. I am moving everywhere. I am walking, or I am charami. Charami means when the cow is being herded, then cows are walking and being herding. So charami. So similarly, Narada Muni says, acharami aham, that I am traveling. Charami means I am traveling around by singing the Harikatha through Murchayitam, the sound vibration coming from playing the instrument. I'm using this instrument for glorifying Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everything about Narada Muni, his instrument, playing his instrument, swar coming out of his instrument, Sare Gama Pada Nisa, that is, all these things are totally transcendental, on transcendental plane. So, one time, Narada Muni, it is stated in one of the Purana, that one time Narada Muni, he went to the Lord and he's saying, Lord, that I am very, very expert playing this transcendental instrument, Veena. And he was posing himself to be a little false ego, kind of ahankar, that I am very expert at playing this instrument. So I even play more beautifully than any Gandharva. And of course he was Gandharva himself. Narada Muni was Gandharva. And Radharani is also expert at playing musical instruments and singing. Very, very expert. And that's why her name is Gandharvika. Gandharvika Giridhari. Gandharvika. So Narada Muni became a little puffed up and saying that I am playing and I can play more beautifully than any Gandharva, even Tumru. So Tumru was the topmost Gandharva who used to play Veena very beautifully. So Lord doesn't like his devotees to be puffed up about anything. Nija janasmaya dvansa nasmita gopigit. That Krishna, he likes to curb the false pride of his devotees. Nija janasmaya dvansa nasmita. By his transcendental smile, he cuts the pride of his devotees. So he wanted to curb the pride of his pure devotee Narada Muni. So he said that I don't like your false ego and you are envious of Tumru and this is a flaw in you. So Narada Muni immediately got checked, became humble and said, my dear Lord, if I have committed this aparad, then please tell me how I can get rid of my false ego and become a topmost player of Veena. So Lord says that only way you can get rid of your false pride is that you go to Tumru, that Gandharva, and you learn the art of playing Veena from him by submission. And then you can get rid of your false ego. So Narada Muni, being a pure devotee, he goes to Tumru and he learns Veena from him. Actually, before Narada Muni is playing, So he learned the science of Veena, playing Veena from Tumru, Gandharva. And he became expert at it. And then Lord called upon both and had little transcendental competition. Who plays the best Veena? So first Tumru played Veena and Lord heard that. Then Narada Muni plays Veena and Lord heard that. And then Lord declared that yes, Narada Muni had become expert at playing Veena. So Prabhupada says that even in transcendental world, you can use everything. like lust, anger, greed, kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad, matsarya. So you can use everything, but you cannot use this matsarya, envy, in Krishna's transcendental service. Kaam, Krishna, karma arpane, Narottam Das Thakur says, that we can engage lust in giving the fruits of our work to Krishna, or by giving the results of our desires, kaam, kamana, to Krishna. Kaam, Krishna, karma arpane, dvesh, kaam, Krishna, karma arpane, krodh, Krishna, dveshi jane. That if somebody is very inimical to Krishna and his devotees, then we can exhibit our anger, and that anger is a spiritual anger, spiritualized, spiritual anger. Same thing with lust. Dharma virodho kamosmi. When we engage lust in procreating Krishna, procreating Krishna conscious children, then that lust is Krishna. So same thing, we can engage kaam, krodh, lobh, moh, mad into Krishna consciousness, into service of Krishna. Krodh was exhibited by Arjuna and Hanuman to fight the demons. That was engaged in Krishna's service, the krodha. You cannot fight when you are cool and no anger. You cannot fight. So they both fought for Lord. So they engaged this krodha, anger, in Krishna's service. So you can engage everything in Krishna's service, but one thing you cannot engage is envy. So this envy, Prabhupada says, must be given up. The envy you cannot engage in Krishna's transcendental service. And that's why gopis are singing, Nija Jana Smaya. Smaya means this envy. Nija Jana Smaya, false pride. Nija Jana Smaya Dvansa Nasmita. Krishna like to cut this false pride of his devotees. So they had transcendental competition, and Krishna gave his certificate that yes, Narada Muni is the best among all for vibrating, singing on his veena while vibrating, so playing veena. So Narada Muni won the competition, and Krishna was very pleased, but he had to go through learning that process of learning veena to that person, Tumru, whom he was envious of. So this is one of the story I recall from one of the Puranas, how Krishna is engaging Narada Muni in transcendental competition. So these musical instruments are very important in our devotional service to Krishna. Krishnat utkirtana gana nartana paro. This musical instrument that Mahaprabhu kirtana nritya gita vadintra means instruments, musical instrument, vadintra madhyan manasurasena romancha kampasru taranga bhajo. So in order to experience transcendental ecstasies. We can use musical instruments to invoke our bhava, our ecstasies. We can invoke our ecstasies to realize Krishna consciousness, especially veena and violin and those mild musical instrument. We use kartal, mridanga, soft. So these instruments they play very important role in devotional service if they are properly used. They should be properly used. Vadintra madhyan manasurasena. So by employing this instrument, musical instrument, in glorifying the Lord and songs about Lord, they can help us to realize the transcendental ecstasies of Krishna consciousness. So Mahaprabhu, the Sad Goswami is also engaged in Utkirtan. Krishnat Utkirtana Gana Nartana Nartan, dancing, and Ganana, chanting. So dancing and singing and playing musical instrument is a very important aspect of devotional service, especially Lord Chaitanya's cult. Lord Chaitanya, he always dance with musical instrument and with a ghunguru in his lotus feet. He was wearing the ghunguru. Ghunguru means bells, jingling bells. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingling bells. Udilo Aruna Purava Bhaje Dvijamani Gora Amani Jage. And then it says, Tathai Tathai Bhajara Kol Kol Mridanga Ganagana Tahe Jhajara Rol. Jhajara means Ghunguru, Jhajar. Lord Chaitanya used to wear at his lotus feet. So Lord Chaitanya and Nityananda, they should have always ghungurus at their lotus feet. Prabhupada notices sometimes. He says that why there is no ghunguru or jhajar in Lord Chaitanya's lotus feet. So this is jhajara role, that tathai tathai bhajara kol, that kol, musical instrument, tathai tathai bhajara kol. Preme dhala dhala sonara anga charana nupura bhaje. So preme dhala dhala sonara anga. The Lord Chaitanya, he was 8 foot tall. Preme dhala dhala, and he was always in ecstasy, raising his hands up in the sky and wearing ghunguru for music. So that he can dance properly. So musical instrument, kol, kartal, and ghunguru, and other instruments, harmonium specially, sare gama padanisa. Our process, Lord Chaitanya's cult, is singing in tune, not off track. Sometimes some devotees or somebody, they sing off track, but it should be melodiously sing with the musical instrument in tune, in proper meter. In this country I have seen very nicely that most of the children are taught in the school the music and instrument, and taught how to sing basically. How to sing. And when anybody does kirtan here, everybody is harmoniously, dancing and singing and playing, which gives beautiful sound vibration. Sachinandan Maharaj and Radhanath Maharaj and so many devotees, they come do hours and hours kirtan. I was in Rajdham. Nice musical instruments were employed, saxophone and mridanga and harmonium and other musical instrument, and devotees were chanting Sivaram Maharaj and Niranjan Maharaj, yes, Niranjan Maharaj, and they were all singing in beautiful tune and beautiful instrument and beautiful dancing in harmony and for hours together, and it was so ecstatic that I felt like I'm in Golok Vrindavan. It's so much. I didn't want to go from there. And I was very jubilant, feeling those ecstasies. I was feeling like Krishna is having rasa dance. He's of the altar, came into crowd with Radharani. Radharani, very beautiful Radharani there. Not like Vrindavan though. Vrindavan Radharani is number one. Because she is number one. She is beloved by all the devotees of Vrindavan, not just ISKCON, but outside big acharyas. They proclaim that this Vrindavan Raj Dham belongs to this Radharani. Not other Radharani, but this Radharani. What Prabhupada installed, that our ISKCON Radharani. So the whole Raj Dham, Vrindavan Dham belongs to this Radharani. Great acharyas outside of our ISKCON movement, they proclaim. So, coming back to the point, that Radha Krishna, as I felt like Radharani and Krishna, they are coming to the midst of these devotees and dancing. Like, it looks like a ras dance. They were dancing in harmony, in like a kind of angle, right angle dance, and 180 degree dance, and so many nice way of dancing. Mahaprabhu kirtana nritya gita vadintra madhyan. Vadintra madhyan. So vadintra has to be there, and this is the unique process employed by Lord Chaitanya out of all the sampradaya, Vaishnava sampradaya. They have employed, but not to the extent you can find in Lord Chaitanya's movement, dancing and chanting, singing with a musical instrument. Every time, every moment, every aarti. So it is very important that we employ the instrument, not just mundane material music, but harikatha. Harikatham gayamanas charamiham. That murchaitva harikatham. Murchaitva harikatham. That we should. The whole point in Vedic literature is singing with the musical instrument. Bhagavatam is singing. Bhagavad Gita is singing, song. It is song, singing. And whole Vedic literature is to be sung. Every one of the sloka, it has a meter, singing meter. This is Bhagavatam singing meter, very nice singing meter. It is called Sardul Vikridit meter. Sardul means Simha. Simha, when when Simha or lion, when Vikridit means he is roaring. So that kind of meter. So this sloka, 11th canto, if I can sing properly, says, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutai Stunavanti Di Vestavai Vedai Sangapada Kramo Upanishadai Gayanti Yam Samaga Dhyanam Vastu Tadagatena Manasa Pasyantiyam yogino yasyantam navidu sura suragana devai tasmai namaha. So this is Sardul Vikridit meter and Anustup Chand and so many meters like that, about 10 of 7 meters, which are most prominent meter. So all these scriptures written by Vyasadeva are in meter, and Sat Goswamis, they wrote literature that is also in meter. The Samveda is full of music, the musical instrument, and the description in Samveda is, and Samveda is the biggest Veda. It is the biggest Veda. And it is full of description of Saregama Pada Nisha and instruments and how to sing and what time to sing, early morning tune, afternoon tune, evening tune. Early morning tune, Sansar Davanand, is different. And afternoon,
In Samaveda.
Not Samaveda, I'm saying Sansar Dhan. Yes, in Samaveda, the all times, different musical ragas and different musical instruments, they are very nicely described, how to sing, meters, and Samaveda is about musical instruments, about singing, glories of God, glories of Krishna. There is whole Samaveda, and it is biggest Veda. And it is about singing the glories of God in meter. So, the afternoon tune about, I was saying about Sansara Davanal tune, that is different tune. Sansara Dava Nalalida Loka Tranaya Karunya Gana Gana Raptasya Kalyana Gunar Gunavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda Mahaprabhu Kir Tananitya Gita Vadintra Madhyan Manasurasena Romancha Kampa Srutaranga Bhaju Vande Guru Sri Charanaravinda. So this is different tune and different time, and it is so beautiful. I am very enchanted when we sing this tune of Sansar Dhavana in afternoon when we have Prabhupada's Vyas Puja. I am totally, I feel so much ecstasy out of this tune properly. But sometimes people, they don't sing this tune afternoon. They sing morning tune, Sansar Dhavanal morning, Mangala Arati tune. So this is very important. We should have a knowledge about music, singing, instruments, dancing. This is the integrated part of Lord Chaitanya's movement. Lord Chaitanya's movement, and we can experience that ecstasy, bhava, that ecstasy will arouse in you. And that's why in our movement we must have education. there should be one institute where the musical instruments singing so many songs left by our acharyas, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, and unlimited acharyas. I won't say unlimited, but so many acharyas, they have left so many beautiful songs. And if you sing in a meter, you cannot help but invoke your ecstasies, and you can cry, you can, your hairs will stand on ends, and you will feel those transcendental 8 symptoms of sattvic bhava. If it is sung properly, if it is instruments are used properly, especially veena and violin. Violin is famous for those kind of very serious and very, very, what do you call in English? So very, very serious music. If somebody died and you sing, then what is that?
Melody.
That melody. But I don't find that word I have. Anyway, you feel so much, ecstatic, emotionally, high. So you can enjoy that mellow, and in singing, like when Prabhupada's disappearance day, we sing Udilo. E anilo prema dhana, and if you sing it beautifully in nice violin and veena and those kind of mild instruments, and I don't find that word, but anyway, you feel very, very nice and emotionally, enjoying the music and instruments and singing. It's very beautiful. E anilo prema dhana. You burst into tears if you use proper instruments and proper tune and proper. People sometimes don't use proper tune. E anilo prema dhana. Karuna prachu ena prabhu kota gela acharya ta ku. Proper tune with proper instrument, especially violin in this tune, you can enjoy the transcendental mellow and transcendental ecstasies. Very important, Harikatham, Murchayitvam, Harikatham, Gayanam Charami Ham, that I told. And this is another aspect I wanted to touch, but we don't have much time. But I'll say that this Charami Ham is very important. That by traveling around by exalted personalities, acharyas, devotees, they preach. This is Parivrajaka Acharya principle, that they travel and preach is very important. Sometimes people, they think that why they have to travel all over the world. They can be. Why waste all money traveling around? But that is what the money is meant for preachers, devotees, that they should travel and they should preach. And by that, we can keep Krishna conscious movement vibrant and alive. We can keep. So it's very important for devotees to travel around and preach, especially those who are sannyasis and those who are advanced in their age, because people tend to trust people in advanced age, because in advanced age the devotees don't have so much aspiration, distinction, honor, or desires, material desires, or collecting or exploiting. In old age, all these things becomes almost null and void. So people tend to trust them. And those senior devotees, whoever in above 50s or 60s, must travel around and preach like Narada Muni. And with vibrating veena and singing beautifully and nice, you know, preaching, singing scriptures. Every scripture is meant to sing. Brahma Samhita, meant to be sung. Gita or Bhagavat or any scripture. Chaitanya Charitamrita, supposed to be sung in proper tune, proper instruments, proper. So my time is up. I'll stop here. Any question or comment? Who will be first? You compete in transcendental. The race at the same time.
No, first.
Okay. Yourself. You're in front, so you're first. Whoever is closer to me. You are more closer to me.
Well, I had three questions.
I have one short. So
okay.
One short.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you just sing?
Sing?
Sing a proper tune for morning Mangal Arati. Maybe just first or two shloka, one or two.
Yeah, but people find fault with me for that tune. So that's why I didn't sing in my lecture. But this is how I sing. Sansara dava, sansara dava, nalalira loka, tranaya karunya, gana gana tam. Tasya kalyana unagravasya vande karosi karana ravinda.
Tasya kalyana unagravasya vande karosi karana ravinda.
This is how I sing.
Nice.
But One time I was criticized that my tune is not right. So you can find some, you can learn from somebody who is expert. I'm not expert at all at music. I'm very, very bad. I can't sing properly. So, yes, Prabhuji.
You were mentioning the proper tunes and the proper instruments, soft instruments. In the West, devotees tend to engage in bhajan kirtan instruments that they were attached to before they joined. So, according to your knowledge and your opinion, what would be the instruments that we shouldn't use in bhajan and kirtan?
According to my feelings and I wouldn't quote Prabhupada, but. But I would say, excuse me. That everybody should use any instrument they like and they want, but the instrument should be used at proper place, proper time, proper tune, proper song. Proper meaning of the song, when everybody is jubilant having festival, Rath Yatra, as for example on the street, you can use any instrument and every instrument, because it is more jubilant and more like colorful and jubilant, and you're supposed to enjoy dancing, chanting, feasting. So then you can use all instruments, especially, you know, I don't want to name them because then I may criticize also. But you can use. But in certain, suppose you are singing a beautiful song about Prabhupada's separation from us and all the parsads, separation, they disappear instead. We use saxophone and we use those kind of instrument which is not very serious and very I don't find that word I hear.
Sorrow.
Okay. That you feel sorrow, and when you feel sorrow, then there should be, you know, violin kind of, soft instrument, and you have to use that proper tune. So that time you don't want saxophone and big, you know, drum, yeah. What you call rocky drum, or
Jembe.
Or whatever. That MB is okay if it is. You know, Rath Yatra or festival, Janmashtami or some other, it should be used. I don't, you know, I'm not against any instrument, but it should be used at proper place, time and circumstances. Okay?
Yeah. So you were also mentioning that we should sing in proper rhythm, following the rhythm, not out of it. So I've heard some critiques addressed by devotees that when you go to Harinam, you should have devotees who have beautiful voices to sing, otherwise you shouldn't go.
Not that you shouldn't go, you just to attract general mass, it is good to have whoever knows beautiful singing. So you should go and you should follow the singing. You should be Anukirtan. You should do Anukirtan. You should follow. I mean, you means you must be a beautiful singer. I don't know. But anybody like me, I always follow and sing, you know. So just to attract general mass, we should have somebody nice voice and nice meter and nice tune and nice instrument. This should be for preaching purposes, yes.
Yeah, but because I asked, we used to go regularly in Harinam where I live, in another town, and senior devotees are not interested to go. So only like four or five of us go, and our voices are not beautiful. But we sing, we play harmonium, ridanga, karatals, and we sing, although we are not beautiful singers.
Yes.
And some devotees say, oh no, this is nonsense because you don't have beautiful voices.
No, they are nonsense. They are not nonsense. They are nonsense. Any tune, any no beautiful voice, sound, it is all beautified by holy name. So it is important to chant holy name with love and devotion. That's all it counts. Krishna doesn't see your voice. He sees your love and devotion, dedication. So they are nonsense, not your nonsense. Any other?
There was the last question. You were mentioning about engaging lust in a proper way in Krishna's service by bringing Krishna-conscious children to this world. Today, especially preaching in the West, we can meet people who feel lust for the same gender. So, what to be done with this type of lust, and if how to preach to these people anyway?
You go on internet. Did you go on internet? Did you find anything on Croatian forum internet? They already put what I said about these things in
Split.
In Split.
Yeah. I'm from Split.
You was on Split.
No, I was not there. This is my hometown. Devotees were criticizing you heavily, and few of us were defending you. So.
All I can say about this is Krishna has created everything for proper use. So anything you use against nature, against Krishna, meaning the way Krishna set up, if you use other way, then it will not be very good. It will give you wrong, bad effect. So Krishna, he wanted to enjoy, he can manifest another Krishna, male Krishna. But he didn't manifest himself into male Krishna. Ekoham bahushyam. He wanted, so he split into, I cannot say split in two, and he became half and half. That is not, he is avichinna. Krishna is Purna. He remains Purna. He remains complete whole. You can say word expand. He expand himself into Radharani, a female counterpart, where he can create different transcendental Madhurya Malo, Madhurya Ras, with female counterpart. It is equally good. Radharani is Krishna. Krishna is Radharani. No difference. Radharani is Swarup Sakti of Krishna. It's expansion of Krishna. It's like peanut. Two seeds. Peanut. Mm-hmm. But a cell is one. Peanut is one. But one cell, one seed is Radharani, another seed is Krishna. Givik. You know, that's 2 weeks, same length. So Radharani and Krishna is same. So Krishna had created a female gender and a male gender for procreation. So this is the purpose of Krishna, to create male-female gender. So when you use it not natural way, then it creates disturbance, it creates diseases, it creates everything. So that's all I have to say. I have nothing against anybody and everybody, whatever, but this is how it is set up by Krishna, and this is how it should be used. Simple. Any another question? Okay.
I want to ask about the procreation. Like the lust is the biggest enemy. Because it's so powerful, lust, because it's coming from the brain.
So powerful?
Because it's coming from the, it's actually bhakti, which is converted in the touching with the modes of nature. It's coming to be lust. Because that is very powerful. It's very hard to fight with this. And then Prabhupada says in the acharyas that we should use this Garbhadana Samskara before became involved in sexual activities. But I heard recently that it became, how do you say, even, I don't know, popular, but became, you know, people are doing devotees. They say it will be very hard to get children. If you do once a month with all this Garbhadana Samskara, then it should be, it's very hard. You need to wait so many years. So better, you know, you do like you do every day, chant 16 round, like you do normally, and then just do this, and then there will be no difference. It's, what will be difference if you do this or that? So it was confusing for me. I just heard it, you know. And then after, when I do research, I heard that many devotees are started thinking this way. So I was confused. So if you can say something about this, how to do without? Because Prabhupada says we should do like this, and the Acharya said, and now there. So
that's right. For conceivable period, you can find that conceivable period. Ruto bharya upeyat. That means no illicit sex. Rutu kal. Rutu kal is conceivable period. So you can easily find that. That's not very difficult. Scientists have already come up with this solution. So Rutu bharya upeyat, Rutu kal. So then you can engage like this. that dharma virudho kamosmi. So Krishna says, and then the Prabhupada, I was hearing this morning, Prabhupada, he says, the whole point, he was defining liberation means to liberate ourselves from sex life. That is liberation. So that is liberation means eventually we must give it up, this sex life, because it is kaam. Why we have to give up? Because in spiritual world, kaam is not there. Love is there, which is opposite to lust. So love is there in spiritual world. So in order to enter into spiritual world, you have to give up this lust, and same lust but 180 degree opposite, called love. So in material world, that love is transforms into or transforms into lust. So Prabhupada says that eventually, in order to go back to home, back to Godhead, you must give up this desire for sex life. This is a statement. So yes, if you are or opposite, if you are or other partner cannot practice immediately, then slowly and gradually give it up. And when you become old, your body will not function properly anyway, but your mind will function. Your mind will keep that lusty desires. So that's why the process is to get rid of this lust from your subtle body. Subtle body. The gross body will give up anyway and drop anyway. The gross body is going to drop. But subtle body carries this lust to the next life. So that's why it is very important that we practice slowly and gradually. We practice. If it is not immediately, then slowly and gradually. At least at the age of 51, where Vanaprastha ashram begins, one must, you know, give it up slowly and gradually. So this is my understanding of no illicit sex, that we must give up as slowly and gradually and as soon as we can, and not to do it artificially so that we fall again. So slowly and gradually we should work toward the goal. And at the end of our life, we should be totally transcendental, bereft of these desires. Because the sex first produces in the mind, not into your organs. It produces in your mind. You meditate on that first. So it is a mental phenomenon more than gross phenomenon. So dhyayato visayam punsa sangate suve sangat sanjate kama. So first dhyayat, you meditate, your mind, that is where it is produced first. The sex urges for the sex is produced in the mind, and then it comes to the gross level. Is it okay?
Yeah, so devotees should do this Garbhodana Samskara. Prabhupada's minimum 50 rounds.
Yes.
Before became involved.
Yes.
Because devotee says there is no need of this.
Yes.
Just chant normally 60 rounds. So you think
those devotees who says like this, they don't have understanding of scriptures, Garbhodana Samskara. So maybe we should educate them. Any other question? Yes.
Once I heard, I also like music very much and these melodies. And once I heard that one devotee said that like pujari is dressing Krishna in different dress according to mood. So melodies are like we can put them like we are dressing holy name in different dress. Sometimes we play, like you said, sorrow melodies. Sometimes play cheerful melodies. It all depends on different mood.
Yes.
So I like this statement. It's like you are dressing holy name in different dress.
Exactly. Very good understanding. Thank you. So, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
Jaya Om.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jaya.
Srila Gurnitai ki.
Jaya.
So this is 16th
Jaya.
Of September. Kalawak in Croatia. And it is 16th. Today is 16th of September. 2009 Wednesday, Kalawak in Croatia. Thank you.